USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Saying if students don't return to the classroom this fall, the entire U.S. economy would suffer. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump could give schools an incentive to reopen this fall.
I think the president would be willing to consider additional funding for state and local governments if the schools do reopen.
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News. Last week, President Trump threatened to cut federal funding for schools that don't reopen amid the ongoing coronavirus. Officials are hoping to see a COVID-19 vaccine start production by the end of this summer. The goal is to distribute 300 million doses by the start of next year. As a top administration official says, vaccines are already being produced, but it's still unclear how effective they are. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Authorities say a body found in a Southern California lake is likely that of missing actress Naya Rivera. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office making the assessment based on the victim's clothing, physical characteristics, and where the body was located. The department adding there were no indications of foul play or suicide. She disappeared over the weekend after having a problem while boating on that lake with her son. The Texas Republican Party holding its convention online now after the city of Houston canceled it due to the spread of the coronavirus. The GOP did appeal to the state Supreme Court, but it ruled against the party's push to have a physical event at the George R. Brown Convention Center in the city. The court saying the GOP has a right to hold an event, but it does not have the right to seize that location. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new tell-all book by President Trump's niece is on shelves. Members of the Trump family had tried to stop the release today, claiming that Mary Trump was bound by a confidentiality agreement. Those efforts ended yesterday when a judge lifted a gag order in the book titled Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. She portrays the president as a habitual liar and cheat, immensely damaged by his upbringing. The clinical psychologist goes as far as to label him a high-functioning sociopath. A Senate primary in Alabama today pits former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and ex-Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville against each other. President Trump, who fired Sessions in 2018, has backed Tuberville. He's been angry over the fact that Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. The winner will be facing Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. In Texas, Democrats will pick between MJ Hagar and State Senator Royce West, as the winner there will be going up against GOP Senator John Cornyn. And SpaceX says today's launch of a South Korean military satellite has been scrubbed because of possible technical issues. The launch was set between 5 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. No new date has been announced yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.